Padre Pio's Mass was something special. At 5:30 in the morning, the doors of the church would open and people would rush inside, racing each other to get as close to Padre Pio as possible. But what made Padre Pio's Mass so special? Welcome to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Before we get into the topic of Padre Pio's Mass, let's ask the question, what is Holy Mass? Holy Mass is the central act of worship of the Roman Catholic Church. It was instituted by our Lord at the Last Supper. The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass was offered on the eve of the Passion, when Jesus died on the cross for our sins. So when we go to Mass, we participate in this unique sacrifice of Jesus that happened around 2,000 years ago. It is as if time and space disappear, and Christ's sacrifice is made present on the altar in the church we attend. We may also call the Mass the unbloody sacrifice, because we do not see the Lord's bloody body as it was seen on Calvary. Instead, His body and blood are under the appearance of bread and wine. But it is the very same sacrifice Jesus made on Calvary. But what about the word Mass? What does it mean? The word Mass comes from the Latin word Missa. When Mass used to be celebrated commonly in Latin, the people were dismissed with the words, "Ite Missa est," which would be translated literally as, "Go, it has been sent." Pope Benedict XVI wrote, "In antiquity, Missa simply meant dismissal. However, in Christian usage, it gradually took on a deeper meaning. The word dismissal has come to imply a mission." The people of God might be helped to understand more clearly the essential dimension of the Church's life, taking the dismissal as a starting point. So instead of seeing the words of the priest as a conclusion to the celebration, Pope Benedict saw them as a beginning. As Christians, we are called to gather and worship, but also to go out and proclaim the gospel through our lives. Now that some of you maybe have a deeper understanding of the Mass, let's have a look at how eyewitnesses described Padre Pio's Mass. The deputy of the Capuchins, Arne de Corta, says, "Padre Pio had the gift of making us pray. He lived the Mass. He was fascinating. I can say that only in San Giovanni Rotondo that I really understand the divine sacrifice. And yet, Padre Pio's Mass was long. But still, when I followed him, I lost sight of time and space. When I first attended his Mass, I was sorry when it came to an end. To my astonishment, I realized that it had taken more than 2 hours. So despite the unusual length of the celebration, many would have liked the Mass to have continued even longer." Father Gabriel Amort, the well-known exorcist from the Vatican, said, "People who had come out of pure curiosity to Padre Pio's Mass found themselves weeping like children. Those present who were not believers suddenly found themselves free of any doubt. Hardened sinners with closed hearts found repentance and conversion during the Mass. Many young men and women would be free from indecision and gave their lives to the Lord in a religious calling." Padre Pio had his own way of prayer. He had long periods of silence and dramatic pauses. The way he raised the Blessed Host with his stigmatized hands was something truly dramatic. But Padre Pio was embarrassed about the stigmata, so he would always wear gloves. But during Mass, he was not allowed to wear gloves. He wore extra long sleeves so people could not see the stigmata. Yet during the consecration, when he raised the host up high, people would see his stigmata had started to bleed again. It was a miracle right there and then. The expression on Padre Pio's face show that he was participating in the sufferings of Calvary. Sweat mixed with tears rolled down his face, and everyone present could see that he was in agony. People who had the blessing to attend Padre Pio's Mass were captivated. They could not help but think about Christ's sufferings while looking at Padre Pio. Padre Pio advised that when we attend Holy Mass, we should imagine Christ suffering on Calvary. Once they asked Padre Pio why one should not applaud during Holy Mass. He responded, "At Calvary, there were also those who applauded the death of Christ. They were the soldiers and the devils." So hopefully this message inspires you to be more present at Mass. Padre Pio said, "The world would easier survive without the sun than without Holy Mass." Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.